Welcome back. 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Thursday afternoon, I want to check in with Monica Crowley, Washington Times online opinion editor. Hello, Monica.
Hi, Andy. Great to be with you.
Thanks for joining me once again. I saw the column, Men Seeking Women Must Love Jihad. Militants recruit females as baby factories for future terrorists. I guess the war on women is gone. Welcome to war with women?
Yes, that's how I started the piece today in the Washington Times, that the bogus war on women that we know had a lot of traction for the Democrats in 2012 is now very much over. It's so 2012. The new hot hip thing is the war with women. And I write that ISIS and other jihadi groups now are recruiting so many Western women that it almost reads like a Craigslist ad, which is where the title comes from, Men Seeking Women Must Love Jihad. And, you know, I was trying to make a little bit of light of this, but it's actually a very serious problem.
Sure.
Because the jihadis now are actively recruiting, not just in the United States, but across Western Europe. And serving as baby factories is just part of it. What they'd really love to do is take a lot of these women. Women tend generally to fly under the radar when it comes to screening and TSA and the rest of it. They are trained to look for male jihadis. So if they can take female jihadis from the West with Western passports, they can bring them into Iraq and Syria, train them for the jihad, and then send them back to the United States and the West to carry out acts of terror. And I think that's what has a lot of people very, very worried.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, they're not just from, you know, European countries. They're here in the U.S., although I do see where French women are setting the pace.
Yes, actually, France has the dubious distinction of having sent the greatest number of female jihadis to the fight in Iraq and Syria. The number is over 60, with about 60 others that French intelligence services think are prepared to go to the fight. And although that sounds like a small number, 60 out of the estimate is maybe 30, 40,000 ISIS fighters, it is a relatively small number. But again, you only need one terrorist with one weapon of mass destruction to destroy an entire country, part of a country. And I think they are looking increasingly at Western women as major assets in being trained and then being sent back into the fight in any way, not just in Syria and Iraq, but again in the West, with their marching orders to carry out attacks here at home.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned one British woman in particular working with ISIS. She's become the world's most wanted woman. Why?
Yes, and in fact, she landed on the Interpol list of most wanted women as number one after the Nairobi mall attack. Remember that last year?
Yeah.
That killed a lot of people? That was an Islamic terror attack, Andy. She played a role in the organization and training of some of those jihadis that carried out that attack. And from that point on, the FBI and Interpol has really been watching her. She's a former British housewife who decided she was bored in the suburbs of London and decided to join the jihad. And now she is known as the widow or the special one. And she is extremely important to ISIS in particular, but to Al-Qaeda more broadly, because she has sort of a soft approach. But now what we understand is that she is training an all-woman army for ISIS. That's what we have to be on the lookout for.
You know, I got to ask you this because over my many years on this earth, I've had women tell me in the past that at some point in their lives they had dated guys who were, well, let's just say they were bad guys. The opposite holds true as well, I'm sure. But to become a baby machine for murderers, I mean, that's something else.
Yeah, I know. I mean, speaking as a woman, Andy, I can tell you that I have had my downfall now and again with a bad boy or being attracted to a bad boy. But a bad boy who wears a leather motorcycle jacket is a little bit different from, say, falling in love with a jihadi who would like to take my head off. Those are two radically different things. You know, it's interesting, Andy, because I spent 4 years very early in my career working with former President Richard Nixon, as you know. And I remember we had a conversation once about women in politics and women leaders. And he thought back then that the United States was way behind the times in terms of not having a female president. And he said, well, eventually there will be one, but she will be a Republican. That was his prediction. So I hope that stays true. But one of the things he said to me was that in his experience in dealing with communists around the world, fascists around the world, all kinds of ideologues around the world, that the women were far more radical than the men.
Wow.
And that the women were far more devoted to the ideology and to the radicalism than their husbands ever were. And he raised Mao Zedong. Chairman Mao, of course, was an infamous communist, but it was Madam Mao who was far more radical and was ordering the executions and the rest. And he said she's just one of many that he encountered. And it's a very interesting concept, I think. And I think that's something that ISIS and other jihadis know and they are exploiting.
Do you think that the biggest concern for, let's say, the U.S. would be these Westerners going there, having the babies, and then bringing them back here?
I think that's part of the concern, but I think that the ISIS terrorists who are seeking to bring the Western women in, they want them to mate and have a bunch of children to populate the caliphate there.
Okay.
So they believe that if they win, secure, and hold territory, as they have been, despite the U.S.-led airstrikes, that they can really get this hold on the caliphate and then grow it, expand it. And once they have the power, more and more nations, more and more terrorists will feed into it. But in order to keep it going, they have to repopulate it. So I think their mission is twofold with women. Number one, to bring some Western women in, train them, and then send them back to the West to orchestrate attacks. But then there are other women that I think they would like to keep there as these baby machines to repopulate the caliphate.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that jihad comes in many forms. You've got the immediate and urgent threat, which is violent jihad. You've got Iran with a nuclear weapon, which is another form of jihad. You have the stealth jihad, which is what the Muslim Brotherhood does here in the West, which is infiltrate, settle down, and then repopulate. We've seen this across Western Europe in the demography. They're not attacking Western Europe per se with bombs and airplanes and weapons, but what they are doing is changing the culture, changing the nature through demography, through having lots of children. And so that's part of their mission as well. They would like to do that in the caliphate, so they're bringing all these women in.
Mm-hmm. All right. And finally, there are some women of courage, though, that are fighting for the, you know, putting up the good fight, right?
Yes, and I write about that as well because I didn't want my piece to be a total bummer. So I wrote about some very inspiring women who are fighting alongside us against ISIS, and I name Maryam Al-Mansouri, who is the first female fighter pilot of the United Arab Emirates, the UAE. And they joined us in the fight against ISIS in the air, one of the few that joined us in the air, and she led the mission. And actually, funny story, which I didn't include in the piece, Andy, is that some American fighter pilots, and there was a tanker in the Persian Gulf, but they needed to be refueled midair. And Maryam Al-Mansouri was in the air, and so she took the mission to refuel one of our jets midair. And when the U.S. pilots called for the fuel, she answered. And they said that there was 20 seconds of dead air because our pilots couldn't believe that a woman was answering the call. So she is dynamite. Her family, there are reports that her family has disowned her because she's fighting alongside the infidel.
Wow.
Against the radical Islamists. But she is a real, genuine heroine alongside all of the scores of Kurdish women who have also taken up arms to fight alongside us on the ground against ISIS. Those are the women I think that we should really be celebrating while also being concerned about the others.
Yep, absolutely. Men seeking women must love jihad. Militants recruit females as baby factories for future terrorists. That's the name of the column in today's Washington Times at WashingtonTimes.com. It's by Monica Crowley, Washington Times online opinion editor. Monica, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Great as always. Thanks, Andy.
See ya. It is 12:53 at 12:60 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.